Pride to the Lioness. Written by Tigris Wolf. Read by Miss Izzy. Fandom, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Avengers. "Drinks at the usual place, please, for the love of God," she texts Pepper. "Someone is going to die if I spend tonight sober." Pepper replies promptly, "I'll have the usual waiting." Maria sighs into her hands. Fucking superpowered assholes and fucking billionaires and fucking Coulson for running off to be director and leaving her this debacle masquerading as Earth's mightiest heroes. She, like everyone else born after World War II, grew up on stories of Captain America and his Howling Commandos. It wasn't until she was an adult working in covert ops that she began reading between the lines and realized that Captain America and his badass team couldn't have possibly been as squeaky clean as the books made them out to be. She spent most of her adolescence crushing on Bucky Barnes for his movie star looks and utter devotion to the determined shrimp that became Captain America. She grew out of it, of course, and all of the commandos and their captain was just another part of history. Steve Rogers, though. Wow. History doesn't seem to remember how angry he is, and how adorable, and the way he can hold a straight face through anything. Maria didn't meet Natasha Romanoff until about a month after Barton brought her in. Coulson put in a good word, which was the only reason Romanoff didn't disappear to never be seen again. Based on the rumors and supposition, Romanoff was supposed to be the most dangerous woman in the world, even though she looked maybe 20 in the right light. That first meeting, though, convinced Maria that the rumors didn't give her enough credit. And Barton... Barton is a goddamn tragedy, but damned if he doesn't make impossible shots every time. That's why, after the Battle of Manhattan, she tells him to go to ground and wait to be called in. He saved her life. He saved hundreds of lives, because he could have made that attack on the helicarrier go so much smoother. And if no one else wanted to see it, she knew it, and Fury knew it, and she wasn't going to let him be scapegoated for any of that clusterfuck at all. Stark. Fucking Stark. The only reason she puts up with him is because Pepper says he's a good man at heart, even though he does his best to never ever show it. But he did fly a nuke through a portal, and he did take in every single S.H.I.E.L.D. agent that needed sanctuary. So, he's got a goddamn heart. He's still an insufferable jackass. Bruce Banner, though. Dr. Banner she likes. He's a soothing presence. He's possibly the most dangerous person on the whole planet, but he tries so hard to not be threatening, and he's got the best deadpan she's ever seen. Oh boy, Thor. Thor is... there are no words for Thor. At least Dr. Foster and Lewis have taught him to respect electronics because Stark's rants about lightning got old real fast. And there's no way he's as stupid as he acts, but it is goddamn hilarious. On the whole, Maria thought she had everything in hand until a ghost followed Steve Rogers home. Yeah, Steve had been busy blowing up shit right and left and center with another adrenaline junkie following him, and Romanoff was riding hard on Barton, who had taken Maria's order to hide far too well, and didn't even call it in when he got shot in the goddamn gut. Fucking Barton, you goddamn tragedy! And Fury was off the grid, and Coulson was trying to build S.H.I.E.L.D. back up despite his own hero burning it down. But she had it all under control. She really did. But Bucky fucking Barnes. What the ever-loving fuck? "It'll be all right, Maria, I promise," Pepper says soothingly, gesturing for refills. "You and I will make sure of it." He looks so sad," Maria says into the absolutely gorgeous tablecloth. "And so young. Shit, Pepper, they're both so fucking young. What is wrong with this world?" She's barely older than them, if you don't count the years Steve spent frozen and whatever the fuck Hydra did to Barnes. But it's just... "Steve's always looking at him," she says, "and he's always looking back. And it's just so sad, Pepper. It's so fucking sad. Fuck, Hydra died too easy, I swear to God, and Pierce!" She slams the drink back and holds the glass out. "Pierce, that absolute bastard, he... She really thought she knew the worst of humanity, but Bucky Barnes's entire existence has proved her wrong. "I know," Pepper says, "but they've got us looking out for them now, don't they?" She nudges the refill over. As soon as it's all situated, Maria says, looking around and leaning in, "Romanoff's finding me a few of the Hydra bastards that are left. Wanna come?" A lick of flame flares up in Pepper's eyes, and she smiles. Darling, I'd love to. The end.